Santa Bracha L'chaim Neshama, one of the things we definitely have to have in our mind is that not everybody is zocha to wake up in the morning, and that we're not taking that for granted, and we're focusing on the fact that our life was just given back to us. Yesterday we said the pshat that the atam neshama b'kirbi, that Hashem guards the neshama to stay within him, because really the miracle is the neshama could stay confined to something physical. Another pshat in the atam neshama b'kirbi is like the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu about Yosef's dreams, Aviv Shamar as a davar. Yaakov guarded it, meaning he waited. Rashi says over there that he waited to see that the Cholomos would happen. So Va'atam Neshama B'kirbi, Hashem sits and watches and waits to get the Neshama back at the end of his life. He sets the Neshama down to the person and then he waits to be able to receive it back at the end of the person's life. It's interesting that it would seem, okay, if this bracha is all about how Hashem gave us back our neshama in the morning, so just get to the point. Say like what we say in Moda'ani in the morning. Shechazarta b'nishmasi, that you give me back my neshama. All of a sudden, you're telling the entire story of the neshama. Okay, the neshama that you gave to me, it was tahor, and you created barata, yitzarta, and abachtabi. You kept it in me all the time. In the future, you're going to take it back from me, and then you're going to give it back to me at Tchias Hamitzvah. Whoa. That's not what this bracha is about. This bracha is about Hashem just returning your neshama right now. So why are you starting to go into the entire story of the neshama? I heard a pshat, it's a famous mashal that people give also to explain other things too. That so there was a father that once adopted, that once saved the child from the streets. He took him into his home. He didn't owe this kid anything. It wasn't somebody that was a relative or anything. He took him into his home. He fed him. He clothed him. He paid for his schooling. He raised him. Went to all the parent-teachers meeting. He did everything that a father does for a child and fully invested in this child. When it came time towards working, he helped him get a job. He trained him. When it came time towards getting money, he paid for him to have an apartment. He paid for the wedding. He did everything that he could possibly do. He invested everything in this child. When it came time to the chasana, the girl's side, they wanted to take all the sheva brachos, like all the brachos under the chuppah. And he was mevater. He said, okay, fine, let her family have it. And the son that he adopted gets up at the chasana. He says, I just want to thank my father for, you know, giving up on all the sheva brachos and letting my wife's family have it. So later on in the chasana, the father pulls him over. He said, listen, I wouldn't usually say anything to you. And, you know, it's not my style to, you know, to be upset or to anything like that, but you don't have to thank me at all. But if you're going to thank me, you have to thank me right already. He said, I took you in, I took you off the streets, I put you through school, everything that it is. Once you're thanking, if you fall too short, you just make something really small, that's already not thanking. That's a lack of a karstov, that's being kvoito. So over here already, we're thanking you for giving the neshama back. I just gave it back to you this morning. Whoa, you can't just say, oh, thank you for giving my neshama back this morning. You got to go back to the beginning. The fact that there is a neshama b'chal, the fact that I exist. So that's all you. You're the master, the owner, the creator of my neshama, and it's a miracle that's in my guf to begin with from the moment that I was created. The fact that you're going to one day take it again, and you're going to give it back. So that's why that's how I heard of Valach explain why we go into this whole story of the neshama over here. It's interesting, va'ata asi lidla mimeni. What a sad thing to refer to in the middle of a bracha. You're in the middle of thanking Hashem, and you're talking about how you're going to die one day. So first of all, don't we have a klal, al tiftach piv l'satan, don't open the mouth for satan, meaning don't refer to bad things happening, because that could make it more likely to happen. Why are we referring to our own death over here? You can just leave that out. So for that reason, some want to explain, va'ata asi lidla mimeni, in the future you're going to take it from me, meaning tomorrow night. And tonight, like, you know, you're saying this in the morning, tonight you're going to, like Gaby was saying yesterday, tonight you're going to take it from me again, and mitzvah you're going to give it back to me the next morning, I hope, and etc. Steinemann says, the pasuk pshat, right, is that in the future you're going to take it from me at the time of Tchias HaMeisim. And that's a good thing for us, because there's a lot of things, the only way you can get a complete kapara if the neshama were to first separate from the guf, and then after the guf disintegrates and is brought back together, the neshama is returned to it. That's the only way to fully cleanse the guf neshama situation. So even the fact that he's going to take it from us one day is a good thing for us. And the proof, lahalacha, that's the pshat also in the bracha, is that the halacha is that if you forgot to say alokai neshama in the morning, and you only remember after you finish Shemona Esrei, you don't say alokai neshama anymore. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, because you already were yotzei in the bracha of mechayim mesim. Ata gibor, in the bracha ata gibor, when you refer to being mechayim mesim, you already referred to a lot of the concepts in this bracha. That shows that what we're talking about over here is that in the future you're going to take it from me and give it back to me. We're not talking about how you're going to give it back to me the next morning. We're talking about how you're going to give it back to me at the time of Tchiyas HaMesim. And that's why we shouldn't say this bracha anymore if you already said Ata Gibor, because we referred to Tchiyas HaMesim already. The beginning of the bracha we say Elokai, and then later we say Koz Mach and Hashem HaBekirbi Moda Nidafenecha Hashem Elokai VeElokei Avosai. All of a sudden, right, when we say, as long as the neshama is within me, I think before you, my God, ve'elokei avosai. We also now add in ve'elokei avosai. We didn't say it before, now we're saying it. Why are we saying it now? So Rav Steinemann says that now that we're thanking Hashem, so we also show, like, we recognize where do we even have the schus to even recognize Hashem's existence and have the schus to be able to thank Him. It's only b'schus our avos, b'schus Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and b'schus our entire lineage that stayed strong to, you know, Torah and mitzvahs, to pass it down to us. That gave me the schus to be able to be moda ani lefanecha. It's a schus to be able to thank Hashem. Where do I have that schus? Like we make mention, refer to our avos that we come from. As long as my neshama is within me, I'm moda to you. We're also making reference over here how once we die, we no longer will have the opportunity to thank Hashem anymore. In other words, the greatest thing that a person can do in his lifetime is to recognize his Creator and to thank Him for being created. The Ramban in Parshas Bo says that that's like the main, that's like the tachlis of creation, is for the creations to recognize that they were created and to praise Hashem. So, kol zman neshama kibi, as long as my neshama is within me, my whole life, not just right now, I'm thanking you. Every morning I'll thank you. My whole life is one expression of being moda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the life that He gave to me. And I'm only able to do that when it's taken away from me. I won't be able to do that anymore. Ribon kol ha-ma'asim, Adam kol ha-neshamos. What's Ribon, master, owner of all my ma'asim? What's the difference between Ribon and Adon? They mean the same thing. Ribon is Aramaic and Adon is Hebrew. Why? What's Ribon called Ma'asim, master of all my Ma'asim? Maybe because I saw one shot in the Siddur Tzluta D'Avraham that since at night you don't have any Ma'asim, you don't have any actions, so we're making reference to the fact that I'm able to act again, that my body's going to be able to do things again, is because of you. You're the owner, the master of all my ma'asim. You make me able to do ma'asim, because now you're going to start doing ma'asim again. Adon kol ha-nefashos, the master of all neshamas, not just my neshama, everybody's neshama is being given back. Baruch Atah Hashem ha-machzir neshamos lefkar mesim. The pshat lefkar mesim, again, could be one of two things that were referred to early in the other sections of the bracha. Lefkar mesim could be the pasha pshat to corpse, dead corpses, and referring to Tchiyas HaMesim. And that's why, if you've already said Ata Gibor, you can't make this bracha anymore. But others say, Tchiyas HaMesim is like a sleeping body, is like a dead body, because a large percentage of the neshama is not within the body at that time, and it's not active, and it's not accomplishing anything, and therefore it's like a dead body, and so you're machzir neshamos to bodies that are sleeping. Now we'll start a little bit with Birchas HaTorah. There's two brachos that we say. Actually, no, before Birchas HaTorah, I'll say one more thing. In the Sefer Keser Rosh, by Rav Chaim Yevalazhin. So this doesn't, this is like a something that's good to do every single morning, and it a little bit ties into making Birchas HaTorah. He does the following. Yesterday in the Shana Bet Shmuz, we spoke about how, you know, there's a lot of sometimes distractions during learning, during Seder, and it's hard sometimes to be strong and not fall into those distractions and get into different conversations. So the Rav Chaim Yevalazhin says that here is like a something that you could do that's badak u'menusa, it's tested and it's successful if you do this, is if right when you wake up in the morning, sometime early, like one of the first things you do, you accept upon yourself with a complete heart and truth that nothing, whenever I'm learning, nothing is going to distract me. I'm not going to succumb to any distraction that comes up. It doesn't matter what it is. While I'm learning, I'm going to be fully focused. Nothing else in the world is going to exist at that time. So then he says, "As Yasu Rimenu Habitulim Ubavade Yitzliach B'Yamahu B'Torah." You'll see that that's going to be a tremendous, it's going to bring him tremendous siyat nishmaya, both heavenly help that he shouldn't have things that try to dissuade him, and he'll have extra strength to be able to deal with any type of distraction that might come up, is if right away, early in the morning, he has a strong Kabbalah's old Torah, accepting upon himself that I'm not going to let anything distract my attention from our learning today. So maybe now, at this point, right before Berakhas HaTorah, that's a good time to focus on that. So anyway, all the brachas that we make, most of them are Durabanan. Almost all of them are Durabanan, but there's two brachas that are Daraisa. One of them is benching, and the other one is Birchas HaTorah. What's the makor for Birchas HaTorah? By the way, if you haven't made Birchas HaTorah yet, you can't hear any of this shit. what's the makor for Birchas HaTorah? So Parshas HaZinu, Moshe, right before Parshas HaZinu, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Alekinu. When I call out the name of Hashem, Havu Godel Alekinu, give greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning praise Him. So when I'm about to be Shem Hashem Ekra, when I'm about to teach the Torah, when you're about to learn the Torah, first, Havu Godel Alekinu, give greatness and praise to Hashem. So we learn from here to first make brachos before learning the Torah. And it's interesting because the term that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah, uses in terms of learning Torah is Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of Hashem. Why is learning Torah called calling out the name of Hashem? So there's a famous Ramban on the Torah that says that all the Torah is really just shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like one long string of different shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We just have them split up into different words that tell the story of the Torah. But it could be split up into many, many different type of combinations. One of them being from beginning of Sefer Bereishis to the end of Sefer Devarim, all just a strip of a bunch of different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from beginning to end. So Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of Hashem, because whenever you're learning Torah, you're saying all these different shemos of Hashem without even realizing it. Have a good Elokeinu. And that's why in the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, we actually have a hint to how the Torah is all the shemos of Hashem. Because we say, what we say in Birchas HaTorah, we have this term, Kulanu Yodei Shemecha. We daven Hashem, we should all be Yodei Shemecha. Know the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why are you talking about know the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're in the middle of Birchas HaTorah. What does that have to do with anything? Why are we saying, V'ni Anachav Tzatzeinu Tzatzei Am Chavisa, Kulanu Yodei Shemecha, we should all know your name. What does it have to do with learning Torah? But now that we realize that the whole source for Birchas HaTorah, in the source of Birchas HaTorah, it referred to Torah as Kishem Hashem Ekra, calling out the names of Hashem. So we also make reference to that in the bracha on the Torah, that we should all be Yodei Shemecha, knowing the names of Hashem, which is another way of saying knowing Torah. I thought that was very interesting. Okay, we'll stop over here.